Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Live, living the good life here in sunny Southern California. We've got another great segment with the lovely Paxton Quigley of Cannabis Healing. Paxton, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, hello, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that my novel, it's a thriller called Just Try Me, that takes a close look at sex trafficking, is available on Amazon.com. So, Just Try Me. We'd also like to thank our sponsors at Tikkun Olam, world leaders in cannabis research and production. Tikkun Olam's hemp-based CBD, Tikkun Hemp, is available online everywhere in the United States through TikkunHemp.com. And I'm going to spell that TikkunHemp.com. Here's this week's news. On Halloween, the U.S. Senate approved a spending bill to continue protecting medical marijuana programs from all federal interference. That sounds good. But at the moment, the spending bill does not extend to recreational marijuana programs. And according to several studies, alcohol consumption rates, including binge drinking, in actually some U.S. states where cannabis is legal, has dropped. In particular, many millennials are choosing cannabis over alcohol. That's what the researchers are saying. And now, today's topic. We're going to be talking about California's devastating fires and the power cuts that have affected the state's cannabis farmers and producers. Here to explain is Avery Edmonds, who, along with his partner, Hildy Gerhardt, they founded the Fine Flower Farm in Mendocino, California in 2016. Avery Edmonds, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thanks, Paxton. Thanks for having me on.
Certainly. Let's jump right in. We've got lots to talk about. Can you tell our listeners whether or not you or your neighbors, your harvests have been affected by the fires and electricity cuts?
Yeah, so at Fireflower Farms up in Willis, we've been fortunate that we're a few miles, you know, 20 miles and then 70 miles away from the Kincade Fire. And we've been fortunate in that the effects have been minimal to us, air quality concerns. Really, the power outages have been the main concern for people in my direct community.
Okay. Is there any way that farmers can protect their plants from fire? Because it seems to be happening, you know, a lot now.
You know, mostly the way to best protect your crops from fire is to make sure that you have, you know, a good fire-safe program on farm, good protocols, good woods clearing, you know, clearing brush back, making sure you have defensible perimeters. Fortunately, in Mendocino County, the county has made sure that as permitted farmers, we're working with our local CAL FIRE units to make sure our properties are CAL FIRE approved, fire safe. And that's really the best you can do with these weather conditions and the way things are with the grid maintenance. It's you really just kind of got to be lucky and try your best.
Now, I understand that soot and ash created by the burning forest can compromise the cannabis plants. What can be done to protect them?
You know, that's pretty difficult. Two years ago in 2017, there were some fires in Redwood Valley. And, you know, I know a few farmers who had total crop loss, either because of soot, ash, proximity to fire, or even fire retardant being dropped on their crop. There are some really great extractors who are working with cultivators to try and find ways to make products that can extract any any carcinogens, any chemicals that have gotten on the flower. But, I think that the best protection in these really uncertain times is, you know, trying to insure your crop. There's not a whole lot aside from physical barriers. You know, maybe if you have some hoops up and you're able to put some hoops over your crop. But again, you know, that falls down to what's allowed by your local municipality and the permit that you have.
Now, have the power cuts affected your post-harvest production at all?
They have. I'd say that's actually been the largest effect from these fires has been the power outages. And most of the effect falls either on our drying and curing processes because, you know, as small farmers, we try to automate as much as we can. We're fortunate in that, you know, we're off-grid at one of our farms, and so we've made a lot of our automation sort of more manual and less dependent on electricity all the time. But we've had to be much more hands-on and diligent with our drying and curing processes, as well as I'd say the huge effect is the logistics. You know, we can't, with the state, with Metric, the state track and trace, we can't manifest product and send it out to a distributor or a manufacturer if we don't have power because it all has to be done in real time. So the flow, the logistical flow of products and information grinds to a halt, which really cuts the margin for small farmers who have to act in a timely manner to get our products to market.
Now, I want to ask you, do you think because of these fires, the price of cannabis is going to go up? Do you see that happening?
You know, I think that there will be some small effects on the regulated market for the price of cannabis. You know, it's really hard to say. The demand right now for licensed, clean testing, top quality, outdoor sun-grown cannabis is really quite good. I don't know that the price will go much higher. Again, it's so hard to quantify because right now there's so much demand in the state of California for this product that we produce. But the prices have been, you know, pretty steady and are back up to a place where they haven't been in a few years. So I don't see the price going up much. But, you know, I have to say I'm pretty happy with where things are in the market right now.
Now tell me, what did you do before you were growing marijuana?
I have a degree in sustainable agriculture. I went to a community college in central North Carolina. I was a music festival organizer. I volunteered and worked on some farms. I was a solar installer and an electrician in a past life. But I really found my home and my calling here in Mendocino County in the burgeoning new regulated cannabis industry here.
So did you have to take courses or something like that so you knew what to do?
I had some experience cultivating cannabis on the East Coast. I won't go into any more detail as I was growing up. And for me, I think the things that I learned going to school for sustainable agriculture, there's these margins because the product we work with, because cannabis is a higher dollar product that we produce, we're able to employ some sustainable agriculture methods, you know, companion planting and even some permaculture concepts that just don't make financial sense when you're growing vegetables or when you're raising animals or when you're doing eggs. And so I was drawn into the cannabis space really because I get to employ some of these more sustainable agricultural practices because there's the money to do it in this industry.
That's very interesting. Now, I want to ask you, for those of our listeners who have never been in or near a raging forest fire, what does it feel like, you know, sound like? Were you and your workers evacuated, anything like that, even though it wasn't that close? Were people concerned?
There was a fire that actually broke out just above Redwood Valley, which is about 20 miles in the Potter Valley area, which is about 20 miles from where our farm is. And we could see a big black pillar of smoke coming up from it when it first started. And there were some evacuation advisories that were put out for our area and fairly close to us. Fortunately, we've been able to hire all local people who, you know, this is just kind of the new reality out here. And so the people working with us and our friends and our neighbors, you know, everyone is unfortunately kind of has gotten used to this. So this time of year, we make sure our gas cans are full. We make sure our vehicles are full of gas. We make sure we know where we're going. When a new fire pops up, we say, all right, well, you can't go east now. I guess we're going north. So the communication has been really good. Our local fire safe network is really good. And, you know, we get alerts. And, yeah, I mean, it's terribly stressful. And after 4 days of power outages and just the news from the Kincade fire coming in, it does wear on the nerves. But I think everyone's held up pretty well. As far as being close to a forest fire, fortunately, it's been a couple years since I've been in the direct vicinity. But it's overwhelming. It's very terrifying, and I don't suggest it. I don't recommend the experience.
Well, just one more question. Do you think because of these annual occurrences of wildfires that California will continue to be the country's premier marijuana cultivation area? What do you think?
I really do believe that California will be not only the country, but most likely the epicenter of cannabis production for the world. I think there's a lot of really great small farms that are thinking on a national and even a global level. And I think that, yes, although we're in a climate crisis right now that is certainly the cause of these massive wildfires that we're starting to see, I think that there is the community resources on a local, state, and national scale to figure out how to fix our power grid, how to prevent these fires, and also, you know, I believe that what we have here, the power of the sun, the quality of the earth, and you know, even though we were in a drought, even the abundance of the water, I think that California will continue to be, if not the premier cannabis cultivation region in the United States, probably the premier cannabis
cultivation
area in the
world. I'm sorry to tell you, but I have to say goodbye to you because we're running out of time. But I want to thank you so much for being on Cannabis Healing and bringing us up to date on what's happening.
Yeah, thank you, Paxton. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Certainly. Folks, that's all for today. Once again, we'd like to thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's show. And listeners, please stay in touch on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. Stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.